Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 389. Visible translated text is as follows. That was discovered in the building. Hair, blood, and pay envelope. That is what he said to me. I have never seen Mr. Frank speak to Mary Fagan. I was at the factory at 6:30 Saturday morning. I was the first man that got there. Denim and White came in about 7 o'clock and went up on the fourth floor. They were doing some work up there. I had to saw that plank for them. They told me that I would take them until about 8 o'clock. The office boy, Alonzo Mann, 13 or 14 years old, came in next. Mr. Frank came in about 8:30 or 8:45. He went right in his office, unlocked his safe, and got out his books and went to work on them. Mr. Darley was the next one that came in, and Miss Mattie Smith the next. She stayed about 10 minutes and went out again. I met Miss Corinthia Hall and Miss Emma Clark at the corner of Hunter and Broad coming toward the factory just as I was leaving. Miss Clark asked me if anybody was there, said she wanted her wrap. It was turning cold, and I said, "Yes, Mr. Frank will let you have it." There were several others came in that morning, but they came in while I was upstairs with Mr. White and Mr. Denham. There was no lock at all on the metal room door. Newt Lee closed up the building Friday. He looks after all the doors and windows plumb back to the back door in the basement. There were 7 or 8 Negroes about the building, elevator boys and sweepers. On Saturdays, they paid off at 12 o'clock, right at the clock. Mr. Frank would always be in his office attending to his books when they paid off. We put up a sign saying that the paying off would be done Friday night instead of Saturday, because Saturday was a holiday. We put 4 signs on every floor. Elevator shaft is closed by sliding doors. Anybody can raise them, they are not locked. It is very dark around the elevator shaft.